Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 12.
The New Evangelization. The goal of the New Evangelization, which had been supplemented to the motu proprio Porta Fidei, the year of faith proclaimed by the Holy Father, is eternal life. That is our goal. The goal of the evangelization, the goal of Porta Fidei, the goal of the Catholic Church is to lead us all to eternal life. But how can we be deserving of eternal life? By loving God, loving ourselves, and by loving our neighbors and our enemies too. And so the sign that one is a true disciple of Christ and therefore a true follower of the true Catholic religion is that he loves God, he loves himself, and he loves his neighbor as he loves himself, to put it in summary form. However, we cannot love God because we cannot know God. Our minds are incompetent, too shallow, to be able to know God, who is a divine and eternal being. And so we have to believe, not know God, but believe in Jesus Christ to be able to know Him. We know Christ not by studying Him, but by believing in Him. And when we believe in Him now, we can love Him. The general rule in the spiritual life is we only become good when Christ loves us. It is not that Christ loves us because we are good. It's the other way around. God loves us, and because He loves us, we become good. And so, therefore, God has to love us first before we can become good and therefore worthy of eternal life. To have eternal life, you have to be good. You have to possess the Blessed Trinity as abiding in your soul. But that's impossible unless God loves you first. And so, Scripture was very clear that God has to love us first. And we show how God love us. God loved us by desiring to make us the abiding place of the Blessed Trinity. But since this is only possible if we are good, Christ had to teach us how to be good. And the way to be good is what the Holy Father had written in the second part of his new evangelization. The way, the contents of the new evangelization is to know first how to live a life of conversion or repentance. Secondly, to know how to enter the Catholic Church, the Kingdom of God. Thirdly, to know how to be united to Christ, the created soul of the Catholic Church, and how to be united to the Holy Spirit, the uncreated soul of the Catholic Church. And if all of these are accomplished, then we attain eternal life. In the last meditation, we describe how God loved us. Now, using exactly the same pattern, how should we love ourselves in the right way so we can love our neighbors as we love ourselves? So exactly just what God did to us, we must desire that God dwells in our souls. And the only way that God will dwell in our soul is if we are good. So we have to learn how to be good. And the way to be good has been given to us by Christ, both in His teachings and by His example. So we have to know how to be good and put it into practice so we can actually be good and have the Blessed Trinity abiding in our souls. If that is accomplished, Then we say, we love ourselves. Now that we have accomplished that, now that we have loved ourselves the way God loves us, now let's go on how to love our neighbors. Like, how would you love your husband or your wife or your children and grandchildren? In exactly the same way as God loves you. So, like God, you must desire that your husband, your wife, your children, your grandchildren would possess God in their souls. You must desire that the Blessed Trinity should abide in the souls of your husband, your wife, your children, and grandchildren. But the Blessed Trinity will never abide in their souls unless they are good. So you have to teach them how to be good. You have to teach them all the commandments of Christ and interpret it correctly as the fathers of the church did it, in order that they might have the supernatural virtue of faith. But as you know very well, as Christ himself said, faith is not enough. Even if you perform miracles and prophesy and even have your bodies burned, if you have no charity, everything is useless. So you have to have charity. And charity means that the things that you have learned on how to be good has to be put into practice. You have learned how to be good from Christ and the fathers of the church and from the magisterium of the Catholic Church, that's faith. Now put it into practice. And so when your husband and wife and children put into practice what they have learned to their faith, then they would be deserving of eternal life. Now they can describe themselves as followers of Christ, disciples of Christ, and therefore worthy to have eternal life. Now let's say that you have loved yourself correctly. So now you are good and you possess God in the state of sanctifying grace. Now let's say that you have loved your husband, wife, and children in exactly the same way. So now they are good and they possess God in their souls. The moment both of you have accomplished those loving, the correct way of loving one another, you are both loving each other the way Christ has loved you, now you form what you call the Catholic Church. You are a community forming a group called the Catholic Church, united in mind and heart with Christ in your midst. Now, how do you love your enemies? Well, all of us have enemies, but the point is, even if they fall under the category of enemies, we must desire, greatly desire, that they also possess God. And therefore, to possess God, we know they have to be good, and so we have to train them how to be good. And so we should use all opportunities to teach them how to be good. Now let's say they refuse to be good. They refuse to become abiding places of God, the abode of God and the Blessed Trinity. Well, because they refused, because they rejected all those things, they could go to hell. They do not love you. They do not love you. But you love them because you're still doing what is required to love them as Christ had loved us. You still desire them to possess God and be the abiding place of God. You still want them to be good. You are trying to teach them how to be good. Therefore, you are loving them in the right way, though they are not loving you. And to put this into a worldwide context, we are supposed to love the whole world. And so we should desire and have this inmost desire that God would abide in all the souls of men, which of course is impossible, but still we have to desire it, even if it is impossible. And therefore, in knowing that for God to abide in the souls of men, they have to be good, we should desire that all men become good, which of course is also impossible, but we should desire. And because we desire that all men be good, we should exert effort and take every chance we have to try to teach them how to be good, even if nobody listens to us. We should still try to teach them how to be good, which of course we expect to be impossible for the whole world. But even if it is impossible, at least we are loving the world the way Christ loves us, and that will make us deserving of eternal life, because we are showing signs we are followers of Christ, because we love God, we love ourselves, and we love our neighbors and our enemies as Christ has loved us. This is the summary of the new evangelization that Pope Benedict XVI would like all bishops and priests to impart to their faithful in the motto proprio, Porta Fide. We pray that this program had been a little help towards that goal.